It's been a fluid week. There's no question. You have to, you know, this is where all the training camp stuff, all the OTAs, all the young guys getting reps really helps out. And then, you know, their work continued during the year. So we just have to trust what they've done in practice and try to put fresh guys out there every time and try to play as fast as we can.
How do you think Colquitt's done these last couple games?
You know, I think last week, unfortunately for him, you know, we punt a ball from the 36 at the end of the game, which you have to do. You know, he's got some bad situations from an average standpoint, but he did what we asked him to do. We told him to hit it out of bounds. We'd like it a little bit deeper, but we asked him to hit it out of bounds the last one. The only way you can get beat on that last one is from a return or a block, and neither one of those happened. So, you know, he did what we asked him to do on that one. But I think he's done well in the situational stuff we've asked him to do. So hopefully we can continue, and hopefully we can have a couple, about 4 weeks good in a row. That would be nice.
Emmanuel had punt returns for Omar on Sunday. Is he still an option going forward there if Omar can't go?
Yeah, we've got several guys that were working there. You know, we worked him. We worked Jordan this week, and then also Shiloh, the new safety that we signed.
Shiloh's a former special teams captain. He can do a lot of different things special teams-wise. Everybody's talking about him helping out in the secondary on defense, but it's a nice addition for you as well.
He's going to – you'll see him on special teams this Sunday, I can tell you that. I know that for sure. So, you know, it's a nice addition to have. You know, I watched him when he was with Houston, have a lot of respect for him, and he plays the right way. So we're looking forward to having him.
Bobby Bruton, you know, he's – hurting this week, and he's been the captain. But who are some of the other leaders that have stepped up on special teams this year?
Well, I think Todd Davis is the one that comes to my mind the most. He's done a great job as far as leading in not only just on the field but in meetings and getting guys prepared, getting young guys prepared. He's really done a good job. You know, when Omar's been healthy, he's been in there too. And then, of course, Brew, you know, he's still the same guy. Even though he's not playing on special teams he's still a good leader for us.
We become spoiled expecting Brandon to hit 50-plus field goals.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. I think all of us have. You know, he's missed a 51, a 52, and a 48. So, you know, all of us are expecting him to make it because he started out so fast, and he's going to make them. You know, he just – every once in a while you're going to miss those long kicks, and we got to make sure that we, you know, do everything we can to help him make those kicks. That it?
All right.